October 12, 1938. One who lives abandoned in God finds in him her paternity, refuge and hiding place. The fiat is support and life of the whole creation. How God winds up one who lives in it. I am in the arms of the divine volition, although under the nightmare of the hardest sufferings, so as to move to pity the whole heaven and make it run to my rescue to give me strength in such a painful state. My Jesus, help me, do not abandon me, I feel like succumbing. How hard my state is. As I was saying this, my sweet Jesus, more tenderly than the most tender mother, stretched his arms out to me and squeezed me, and uniting his tears to mine, all goodness told me, poor daughter of mine, your pains are mine, and I suffer together with you. Therefore courage, abandon yourself in me and you will find the strength for your sufferings. The soul who abandons herself in me grows like a baby who is kept under the care of his mommy, who swaddles him to let his members be strengthened, feeds him with her milk, holds him in her arms, kisses him, caresses him. And if he cries, she mixes her tears with those of her baby. So, the mother is the life of her baby. Oh! If the little one didn't have his mother, how badly he would grow without the one who feeds him with her milk. Without clothing, without her warmth. He would grow sickly, weak and lonely, only a miracle can make him survive. Such is the soul who lives abandoned in my arms. She has her Jesus, who is more than a mother for her. I feed her with the milk of my graces. I swaddle her with the light of my will, so that she may be strengthened and confirmed in good. I keep her cuddled to my chest, so that she may feel only my love and the ardent beats of my heart. I rock her in my arms. If she cries, I cry with her, so that I feel my life as being more hers, while she grows together with me, and I do with her what I want. On the other hand, one who doesn't live abandoned in me lives as though isolated, without milk, with nobody to take care of her existence. The soul who lives abandoned in me finds the refuge from her sufferings, the hiding place in which to hide so that nobody can touch her. If anybody wants to touch her, I will know how to defend her, because touching the one who loves me is even more than touching myself. I hide her in me, and I confound those who want to strike the one who loves me. I love the one who lives abandoned in me so much that I make of her the greatest portent, so as to astonish the whole of heaven and to leave all confused those who believed they could strike her and leave her covered by shame and humiliation. Let's not add this to the many pains we already suffer, since it would be the most painful one, you, not living all abandoned in me, and I in you. My daughter, let them say and do, as long as they don't touch our union. Nobody can enter into our secrets, in the abysses of my love. Nor can they stop me from doing what I want with my creatures. Let us live, one will, and all things will be fine between you and me. Then he added, with even more tender love, my blessed daughter, my fiat is the support of the whole creation. Everything is placed upon it. There is nothing that is not animated by its power. If it weren't for my fiat, all things, even the creatures, would be nothing other than many painted pictures or inanimate statues, incapable of generating, vegetating or reproducing any good. Poor creation. If it wasn't for my will. And still, they don't want to recognize it. What great pain. Being the life of all and feeling suffocated in things created by us because they do not know us. What bitterness. If it weren't for our love and if we were able to change, we would withdraw our will from everyone and everything, and all would be reduced to nothing. But since we are immutable and we know with certainty that our will be known, wanted, loved, and that everyone will possess it more than their own life, we wait for it to be recognized with invincible patience, a patience that only our divinity can possess. All this, we do with judgment and our highest wisdom, since we do not do useless things. If we do, it is because we want our reward, which is receiving glory and honor from all our works. even from the most tiny little flower in the field. If this was not the case, we would be like a god who didn't know how to appreciate or to give the right value to our works. Therefore, it is our justice that our will be known as life of all, so that we fulfill the scope for which we made the whole creation. Now, you must know that as the creature wants to do our will and enters it, she remains rehabilitated in it. She is rehabilitated in sanctity, in purity, in love. She rises again in the beauty and in the scope with which we created her, dissolving all the evils of the human will. She starts the life of good. As soon as my will sees that the soul wants to live in it, it does like one does with the clock that is not working. By winding it, it starts ticking, showing the hours and the minutes, becoming the guide of man's days. In the same way, my will, as she enters it, seeing her stopped in the good of the human will, gives her a divine winding, so that the whole being, human and spiritual, feels the new life and the virtue of this winding by which she feels invested. This divine winding runs in the mind, in the heartbeat, in everything, so that, with irresistible strength, she runs in all that is holy and good. This winding ticks the minutes and the eternal hours of the divine life in the soul. Oh! How she runs in all that is divine! We rehabilitate her in everything. We let her run everywhere in the immensity of our sea, to do and take the things she wants. And although she cannot embrace all our immensity, she still lives in our sea, feeding herself on it, acquiring more of our beauty, wearing the clothes of our will. In our sea she finds rest, the chaste embraces of her Jesus, his reciprocal love, sharing with him joys and pains, and growing always in the good. My will becomes her life for her predominant passion. Our winding makes her run so much that she even forms her own little divine royal palace within our sea, which will be populated by the Most Holy Trinity, who delights in this fortunate creature, filling her always with new graces and gifts. Therefore, cherish in your heart to live in our fiat, so that we may find in you the joys and the glory of the whole creation, the scope for which we created it.